This portion of Drive Time is brought to you by the accounting firm of Leone, McDonald, and Roberts. I want to welcome my guests into Drive Time, Judith Reardon and Karen Coffey.
Hello.
Good afternoon. Judith and Karen are part of a couple of groups. One is called the Friends of the Sandwich Range, and the other is the Friends of the Wild River.
Right.
We're going to explain what that means, and I guess that's where we should start. Okay. Friends of the Sandwich Range. That's where you started in that group, and now you're kind of a part of another group.
Yeah, and I'm going to have Judith talk about that because she's one of the original members.
Oh, okay.
Well, back in 1997, which now seems like a long time ago, some of us who really love working in the National Forest heard that they were going to be revising their management plan and they were going to be doing some wilderness recommendations. And we thought, well, we'll advocate for that. How long could it take? A year or two? And eight and a half years later, we have wrapped up that process. The Forest Service did a lot of public hearings, and we were going on hikes with them. We were giving them information. We were writing letters. We were getting other people to write letters. And our group, our area of familiarity, had started out being the Sandwich Range down around Sandwich, Tamworth, Waterville. And there was another group over in the Chatham and Shelburne, Maine area around the Wild River who were interested in doing the same thing. And they'd been working with the Forest Service, too. So now we're working together as kind of Friends of New Hampshire Wilderness.
That's great. Now, this is a plan that the White Mountain National Forest does. How often?
They do it every 10 years?
They could do it every 10 years.
They look at the plan, the management plan, to say what needs to be changed, what things should stay the same, that kind of thing. And then getting input from groups like yourself or people maybe that aren't a part of groups, but just the general input.
And that's just it. It becomes a long process because they do have to get public input and hold public hearings and meetings. And then they have a committees and a team that works on that specifically. And there's a lot of work to it. So it ultimately ends up taking longer than the 10 years, which this did.
So ultimately, at the end, you're hoping that the things that you're recommending to the National Forest will get enacted on. Is that right?
Yep. The last wilderness in New Hampshire was enacted 20 years ago. And then in 1990, there was the Caribou Speckled Wilderness that is actually all in Maine. And since they won't even start the planning process again for at least another 10 years, and it seems to take 10 years after they start the process, we figure this is our only chance in the next 20 years to have more of what's already in the National Forest become wilderness.
Now, we're talking about a plan that already the White Mountain National Forest has already agreed upon, right? And now this is land that is already owned by the Forest Service.
Right. The White Mountain National Forest is comprised of 725,000 acres. And so that land, the wilderness area, is already part of the White Mountain National Forest. And now the White Mountain National Forest plan has already been put forth and accepted, and now any wilderness has to actually become an act of Congress. It goes to the delegation has to become an act of Congress in order to become wilderness. So what happened was the team of the White Mountain National Forest came up with these different proposals, and there was an alternative 1, 2, 3, 4, and they picked an alternative, which was alternative 2, and specified that there'd be so much wilderness designated from that plan, and that was given to Congress as what they felt should be that amount.
You guys, or your group, Friends of Sandwich Range and Wild River, both feel that there should be more. Is that the idea?
Yes.
How much more?
Well, there's all different ways to do the figures, but because we realize that they may not use everything that we think would really be good additions to the wilderness, but our total number of acres for Sandwich Range would be another 18,000, and for Wild River, another 9,000, which sounds like a lot because an acre is a small unit, but 10,000 acres is only 1 1/3% of the White Mountain National Forest. I mean, we're talking 1 or 2% of the forest that we'd like to see added to wilderness.
Now, if people wanted, you know, we're talking on the radio, so we don't really have visuals, but if people wanted to know exactly what we're talking about, you have this on your website?
Yeah, it's whywilderness.org, and that's all one word.
Okay.
And they can go on there and see what the Sandwich Friends of Sandwich Range proposal was originally, and then what was accepted by the White Mountain National Forest Plan, and then what we'd like to see more of. There's also facts on wilderness. There's myths about wilderness, and with those myths, those answers or questions answered on the website, and just a lot of good information. There's also an alert for people to be able to write or call or email the delegation in support of more wilderness, and even supporting the wilderness that the White Mountain National Forest proposed, but also stating that they'd like to see even more wilderness proposed that was proposed by the Friends groups.
I'm guessing you guys aren't a closed club. You're looking for more friends to be a part
more
of this.
More friends, lots of friends.
Now, how often do you meet?
We meet once a month, basically. We don't have a fixed time. Our next meeting will be in Sandwich on Saturday, the 11th of February at 4. We're going to do some snowshoeing earlier in the day and then meet for a meeting and a potluck. So do come to our website and contact us if you want to go to that. We don't have membership dues. We don't have any qualifications for who can join. We're interested in anybody.
So you're really nonprofit, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Very nonprofit.
So how did you ever come up with doing this? Did you actually hike some of these areas? Is that how you...
Everybody pretty much hikes.
Everybody?
In fact, Fred and Evelyn can't camp out for a week.
Oh, really?
In the winter. And they're proud of that. But I just wanted to say, too, Mark, that a big part of this whole thing is, if you look at the figures, wilderness lands comprise 4.4% of the entire United States. 95% of that small amount in the United States wilderness lies in Alaska and the western states. Now, stay with me here, because less than 5% of that 95% is east of the Mississippi. So 0.2% in the Northeast, as a place that is like home to nearly a quarter of the population of the United States, has the least bit of wilderness, just 0.2%.
So many states and so many big cities right close by.
Yeah, and it's really accessible and easy to get to. So it's important to preserve the wild places in the Northeast, and that's probably what got us all going, being out there and realizing that these are really special places.
We're just about out of time, but it sounds to me that everybody should, you know, at least take a look at this and decide whether this is important, and if it is, they should contact the right people so it could happen.
What struck us is people are so good at changing things. People are so good at building things, and nowadays, it's hard to get even half a mile from a road or a neighbor's house, even if you're on town land or whatever. It takes 650 acres to make a square mile of preserved land. And this is one of the few ways that we can sometimes get 2 or 3 miles from a road. And that's a special experience. It's special for the ecology. And it's kind of a reserve for land we're not changing that we can have forever.
It's nice to have an input on this, too, and make this happen. So the website is whywilderness.org.
That's
if people
right.
want more information. Yep. We are about out of time, but there are a couple of slideshows and talks coming up next month you want to mention.
Yep, Conway Library, February 9th at 7 o'clock. There's going to be a slideshow and talk about wilderness. Any questions you have about it, or if you wanted to see some pretty pictures and just want to talk about why wilderness. And at the Cook Memorial Library on Valentine's Day, February 14th, so come to that and show your love for the wilderness. And on Valentine's Day, we're going to have a slideshow presentation there.
Cook Memorials in Tamworth for people that
right.
don't know. Well, we're out of time, but you got to come back. It seems like we can't cover all this in a few minutes. But
right.
I want to thank my guests for being on Drive Time, Judith Reardon and Karen Coffey.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
Thank you. This portion of Drive Time brought to you by Leone, McDonald, and Roberts.